This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton flying solo on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Today is Saturday, February 5th, 2022. Once again, I am flying solo. Mr. Yerkew is feeling under the weather. I tried to get a special guest host, but he's in a poker tournament right now. And I offered my services, show up with a fake beard, attach a device to my leg and to his leg, and I could give him signals through Morse code, and I could shuffle from my left hand. Now, if you tell me that movie, I'll give you a prize. Anyways, just kidding. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Police Officer John Painter of the Bridgewater College Police Department in Bridgewater, Virginia, and to watch Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. His killer is in custody and alive. I found out in the Commonwealth of Virginia, they have their laws are different from other states because you can have a private police force. They have full powers of regular police, but they are private entity such as Bridgewater College, housing developments, and in here in D.C., the Transit Authority has a police department that serves both Maryland, Virginia, and the district. Second order of business, as always, we want to say hello to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the woman from the Onondaga, New York Fire Departments. Keep up the good work, guys. I know you're getting slammed with snow. They got them hydrants. Stay safe. This week was another tragic week in law enforcement. We had another funeral outside of St. Patrick's Cathedral for another young man who's young enough to be our son, for me, Walter, and Mikey Guerin, and just about everybody else on this network. And again, tens of thousands of law enforcement from around the country showed up to pay respects. And, you know, one idiot said, why is all these cops in the middle of Fifth Avenue, so on and so forth? And you know what? They're family. Now, granted, they never met this Officer Mora or Officer Rivera, but they are their brothers and sisters. And one idiot who has, I'd say, white privilege is none other than actress Susan Sarandon. Sarandon's in a small group of people. There is white privilege, but if you're listening to the show, you don't get to experience it. People like Hunter Biden, Rob Reiner, and also one Susan Sarandon get to experience the joys of white privilege. These people only get involved with law enforcement if their house is being robbed, or they get stopped for traffic violations. People like Sarandon and Reiner go to protests with a driver, attend the protests, then go home to a house far, far away from colored people. So anyways, this week was Officer Mora's, now Detective Mora's, funeral, and he got a hero send-off. So Susan Sarandon decided to retweet some other tweet talking trash about Detective Mora. Sarandon retweeted a tweet that compared the funeral procession to fascism. Now, I don't know where Sarandon or the person that put the original post out compares people mourning loss of a hero to fascism, but anyways, fascism is something like Susan Sarandon and Rob Reiner and the left-wing pinko commie America Ain't Phonies from California like to do. But anyways, Serena must have been either in North Korean prison or outer space, because this is the second funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral in a week in New York for a police officer killed in the line of duty. But anyways, that's Susan Sarandon in a nutshell. Her and other people live far, far away from colored people. Now, Sarandon used to live on Manhattan Island in an $8 million apartment, but then she decided to move far, far away from colored people in Vermont. So anyway, she never, once again, she never had to deal with, you know, the street garbage that you and I have to deal with on a daily basis going about her business. Perfect example, in Baltimore, a couple weeks ago, I was up there. A family member had to go to the great John Hopkins Hospital. And every street corner, somebody would, you had these young black men washing windshields on the street corner. No cops to be found, but it was just a whole different story. And another cop hater is now mayor of the city of New York. It is none other than Mayor Eric Adams. Apparently, a video surfaced of then Brooklyn Borough President, now Mayor Eric Adams, at a function where he's talking to a group of black gentlemen, and he brags about outperforming his white counterparts. He boasted of, quote, kicking those crack of asses, unquote. See, Adams was boasting that he made rank in the NYPD while his white counterparts did not. What Adams did not mention was that he had the help of affirmative action to get through the ranks up to the captain, as well as positions within the NYPD where he could sit behind a desk and study for the next pay grade. I kid you not. Now, what you didn't hear from anybody is how Adams was a cop's cop. Nobody said, oh, yeah, Eric Adams was he was brave. He saved people's lives, or he took on major criminals, kept New York City safe. None of that. But in the same clip, Adams also referred to black people as Negroes. But anyways, as much as crap as I talk about black crime, black criminality, and just the black underclass, I looked at the people who wore the same uniform as my brother and my sister, and I will never, and I mean never, ever talk like that about any officer or any sailor for that matter. Like, I'm not going to call them Negroes or Beaners or what have you. Granted, there's people that should not have been with a law enforcement agency, but, you know, they are my brother and my sister. Now, for Mayor Adams, I need to ask him a couple questions. Are the members of the service that you call crackers that perish at Ground Zero, are they, you still consider them crackers? Was Brian Moore, Paul Tezullo, Brian Mulkeen, or hundreds of other members of the service who had a lighter complexion than you, are they also crackers? But anyways, don't look for media to talk about Eric Adams about this other than a small clip. And of course, it waited until after election to come out. But anyways, when we get back, we'll talk about Eric Adams, Canada, Whoopi, and whatever else is on our agenda, if we have time for it. Anyways, check us out. We're at 75radio.org. 75radio.org. Check us out, folks.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Scoop standing all by himself on 7-5 Radio. We are at 7-5Radio.org. 7-5Radio.org. I got a lot of posting to put up, but I'll get there sooner than later. But anyways, final thoughts on Eric Adams and the reprehensible Susan Sarandon. Folks, we told you for months, literally for months, who Eric Adams was and who Eric Adams is. I remember when I was a member of the service that Eric Adams would be coming out talking all this trash about the men and women of the New York Police Department, all them crack-ass crackers are saving the city of New York. And he would be able to get one job after another sitting behind a desk. So he was saving New York City while studying for the next exam behind a desk and talking trash. And why Rudy Giuliani didn't put this guy chasing bums on the subway up in the Bronx at midnight is beyond me. And as for Susan Sarandon, I would boycott Susan Sarandon movies about her insensitivity towards the loss of Detective Rivera and Detective Mora, but I don't watch Susan Sarandon movies. I think she's awful. Her movies suck. What was that movie? Dead Man Walking. You watch that movie, to me, it's a movie for capital punishment. But anyways, I digress. Next, we want to talk about another awful black New Yorker named Whoopi Goldberg. She's been suspended from her show The View for 2 weeks for her comments concerning the Holocaust. I have the foggiest idea why Fat Albert would be talking about the Holocaust or the context of the speech. From what I gather, she's trying to say, well, Jews were white and the Nazis were white. It wasn't racist, but, you know, blacks have it worse than the Jews or something like that. But for Whoopi, it's been race since day one. But, you know, for a while she did hang out with Ted Danson, who did blackface at a roast. But why Fat Albert would be talking about the Holocaust in 2022 is beyond me, because this is 2022, not 1944. But as anti-cop, anti-white, anti-American, anti-everything, I believe Whoopi should have the right to say what is on her mind, no matter how stupid she sounds. ABC should not suspend her. I think that she has a right to what she say. She's paid very well to say what's on her mind, even though it's garbage. But, you know, that's what we're living in, because we are living in dangerous times. I mean, we have the most advanced means to talk to the world, yet we are blocked to do so. I mean, this is stuff you used to see in China and North Korea, not in the United States. But you know, here's what you don't hear anymore. I disagree with you with your opinion, but I'll defend it until the death. You don't even hear people say that anymore, especially the good liberals. They won't say, you know what, your idea is garbage, but I respect it, and I will defend that right to say it until death. But they don't say that anymore. They'd rather dox you. You know, what's funny is that you don't hear anything about the Republicans doing anything. You know, nothing on Capitol Hill, no calls for hearings. You hear the show hearings with the Zucker face and his little booster seat. But the Republicans have done next to nothing. But you know why? Because big tech also donates to Republicans. Google, Apple, Zucker face, Twitter have deep, deep pockets. And like Sam Bushman always says, he who has the gold make the rules. So if I'm running for office in a federal position and Google, Apple, or any other big tech media comes to me with some campaign contributions, I'm going to, you know, work in their best interest. And folks, I've been to Capitol Hill a couple of times, and again, it's all money. You can come in with your special cause for whatever, but unless you have deep pockets, they don't care. They'll pretend they care, but they don't care. But anyways, what we need to do is take a stand in alternate media and boycott companies that do business with big tech and big media. I mean, we're killing CNN already in the ratings, and we must demand antitrust legislation from big tech. But believe me, I support big business and support businesses and people making money. But if they forbid activities permitted by the Constitution and to have government contracts to do business with the federal government, and if it forbid activities permitted by the U.S. Constitution, then their contracts should be canceled or Congress should pursue antitrust legislation. I mean, government should say, hey, stop it, or we're going to come after you. Why? Because it's in the Constitution, First Amendment, you know, free speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press. Freedom of assembly is that important. They put it first. But anyways, but believe it or not, you and I scare the hell out of big tech. Websites such as Gab and Parler and other smile outfits get sabotaged. Alex Jones has pulled off all mainstream social media. Now, if Alex Jones is such a kook, we could all just point and laugh at him, but we don't. Why? Maybe he's not wrong. But if we were so off the wall and so wrong as day long, why dox us? Why go after us? Why try to get us fired from our jobs? Why go put our home address on social media, so on and so forth? But and why go after Brandon Brown when an NBC sports reporter covered up the F Joe Biden by saying, they're saying, let's go Brandon. But anyways, which leads me to my next thought. You got Joe Rogan and Spotify, you know, they're coming out like as freedom fighters. You know, Joe Rogan saying what he wants to say on a platform of Spotify. But here's the secret. Spotify has been removing Joe Rogan's podcasts. Why? I don't know. They probably don't go along with their terms and conditions of agreement, and which, you know, makes me start to worry because, you know, Joe Rogan's making a huge name for Spotify. You got Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and Neil Lofgren, and all these other old people demanding their catalogs removed from Spotify. And then you have a stuttering John Melendez who used to work on the Howard Stern show. He demands that his podcast is removed from Spotify, but about five people listen to him. So it's the funniest thing. You got these millionaire rock and roll legends saying, hey, pull our stuff off. Then you got this nobody still trying to make it. It's mid-50s and early 60s, and nobody cares. But anyways, again, Spotify has pulled Rogan's podcast featuring people like Jim Norton, Rich Voss, and some other questionable things, according to Spotify. But, you know, asking by Spotify in the backside, because I'm sure if Rogan wants to, we can bring a good entertainment lawyer to look through the contract and say, hey, stop pulling my stuff off. I mean, my question is, why are they pulling episodes from Spotify? Because if more people listen to Spotify, more people will listen to commercials, you can increase your ad revenue. I mean, just duh. That's number one. Number two, with all these people demanding that their catalogs get pulled, they support Spotify, they don't support Spotify, you know, show the world that you fight for free speech. But, you know, anyways, and just to be open, 75 Radio is also on Spotify, and they haven't pulled any of our episodes yet. And unfortunately, I got to upload a lot more episodes on Spotify because, again, you know, like Patrick Ryan says, you know, corporate media is corporately owned, corporately run, government supported. And he's absolutely correct. So, you know, I want to get our message out there until, you know, our affiliates say, hey, no more. But anyways, moving right along. Another media outlet that's having a bad, well, decade. You're going to hear about at the other end of this commercial. When we come up, we'll talk about CNN, the trucker protest, and whatever else is on my mind. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away, boys.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives is now in custody after being captured in Mexico. 48-year-old Octaviano Juarez Cuero had been on the run since Memorial Day 2006 after allegedly shooting two people and wounding three others at a Milwaukee picnic, according to the FBI. The FBI adding the alleged shooter to their list in 2021, and they were able to track him down last week in Guadalajara, Mexico. He now faces multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Several units of American troops being deployed to Eastern Europe are now on the ground in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to a threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
As the Olympics continue in Beijing, a protest taking place in Washington, D.C. on Saturday afternoon across from the White House, a group of Uyghurs, an ethnic minority native to northwest China, denounced the games. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs, and this speaker compared the situation to what happened in Germany in the 1930s.
The lack of international investigation will only embolden China to continue its brutal attempts to eradicate the Uyghurs, just like how Hitler started his Holocaust of the Jews following the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
The United States led a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics by several countries in protest of China's record of human rights violations. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying he's not watching the Olympics as a protest. USA Radio News.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. We're talking about another media outlet, which viewership or our fan base or following is about the same. I'm talking about the Cable News Network, a.k.a. CNN. Well, they did it themselves again. If you've been keeping up with us, you're going to need a scorecard about the latest CNN cluster. Another one bites the dust at CNN. This time it's CNN President Jeff Zucker. Zucker stepped down when it was revealed that he was fooling around with another CNN employee. And I'm sure the fact that CNN ratings are actually in the toilet didn't help Zucker with this problem. But anyways, Zucker's the head of the perverted gang at CNN, which, you know, instead of the cable news network, it should be something else that I can't say on radio. But anyways, CNN started with Jeffrey Toobin, who was a legal analyst and also worked for, I believe, it was the New Yorker. He was on a Zoom call, and then after the Zoom call, he thought the call was over and decided to become a master of his own domain. So anyways, CNN brought Jeffrey Toobin back to see it as a legal analyst because I guess CNN could not find another obnoxious, self-righteous Jew lawyer in New York City. And now what was worse is that CNN gave Jeffrey Toobin out and gave him airtime to announce his return. And the female anchor that was sitting at the desk was very put off that Toobin was back on. But see, what gets me is that the lady, she acted all disgusted or whatever, which, I mean, it's not pretty. The guy's, you know, doing that. But again, I mean, this lady needs to realize guys do it. You know, guys are masters of their own domain. And, you know, she does what every guy does. The only problem was that this legal expert, Jeffrey Toobin, did not know how to work a computer properly. But anyways, what Toobin did was child's play. You had Fredo Cuomo. He was fired for using his power, influence, and resources to help his awful brother fight sexual harassment allegations. And he was the perpetrator of alleged sexual harassment himself. And then there is Don Lemon. Lemon is accused of sexually assaulting a bartender in Long Island over 3 years ago. And then we're still not done. We have not one but two CNN producers that were soliciting minors in sexual escapades. I'm not making this up. We have one of them were for Fredo Cuomo, the other one for was another jerk. But anyways, two different people, two different producers on two different shows, same network, cable news network, were soliciting minors for sexual contact. And then there is Lil Brian Stelter. Lord only knows what he's doing, because if you look at him, you know he's doing something and he's able to keep it quiet. But anyways, speaking of Stelter, last week on his Unwatched show, he was puzzled as millions more than CNN, of people would watch and listen to Joe Rogan, who is basically a one-man show, while CNN is a whole network. They have reporters. They have people to verify credibility. They have people on the internet looking up facts all day, every day. But Joe Rogan is just a podcast where he and his guests give an opinion. But CNN also gives opinions also, but they call it news. But Joe Rogan does not slander or put out fake news. CNN slandered and put out false information on Joe Rogan. Because if you remember, when Joe Rogan announced he had COVID, they took the video clip that Rogan posted on social media and put some special effects to it, where it looked like Rogan was gravely ill. And then Rogan said he took something called ivermectin. And then CNN went on a tear to say Joe Rogan took horse dewormer. No, Joe Rogan took ivermectin, which is prescribed by a medical doctor. And I think CNN is getting back at Joe Rogan for the simple fact that CNN Dr. Sanjay Gupta appeared on the Rogan podcast and got eviscerated by Rogan. So Rogan made Gupta, made CNN look actually horrendous. So they're trying to get back at Rogan and failed again. But don't forget, CNN spent 24 hours a day bashing Donald Trump while refusing to report on a president who's turning this country into a third world hellhole. And speaking of a third world hellhole, our commander in chief is sending troops over to Europe to help protect the border between Ukraine and Russia. Now, years ago, Russia was rattling saber again, threatening to cross over to Ukraine. President Donald Trump sent over anti-tank weapons to Ukraine, and the Russians backed down. Now, Joe Biden is sending our boys over to Ukraine to help defend Ukraine if and when Russia invades Ukraine. So our border in Ukraine is, correction, the Ukrainian border in Ukraine is so important that President Joe Biden is sending our troops to defend it. Our border between Mexico is not only not being watched, not being defended, but President Biden stopped the building of the wall between the United States and Mexico. And I don't know about you, but I've never seen a man who is president turn this country into an absolute toilet. Inflation is going through the roof. We haven't seen inflation rates this high since the 1980s. You go to the store, and our store's shelves are empty. You go out to eat, go out somewhere, and they have nobody working there because it's more lucrative to sit on your ass and do nothing than actually go out and earn a living. Add to the fact that people can't afford to put gasoline in their cars. Gas used to be about $2, $2.50. Now about $0.80, $0.90 per gallon of gasoline. And people like me have to drive a lot. I feel sorry for the cab drivers. I feel sorry for the Uber drivers. I feel sorry for the truckers. Which brings me another thing. Truckers either can't afford diesel for the truck, so they're giving up the business of trucking. Or in California, since they're not a union trucker, they can't go to the Port of Los Angeles and Port of Long Beach and pick up things and deliver them. Biden is the one that killed the Keystone Pipeline while allowing Russia to pump fuel into Germany. And then this week, Scott Baio, who lost his mother to Alzheimer's, went on Fox News and said, you know what? I lost my mother to Alzheimer's. Joe Biden's got Alzheimer's. Here's why. This guy is absolutely clueless. And you and I both know that these people did not vote for Joe Biden. Nobody voted for Joe Biden. Not even the liberals voted for Joe Biden. They stayed home. You see a couple of Biden stickers on cars or whatever, but this guy is just absolutely the worst. And it's not bad enough he's letting the border in Mexico wide open, but he's giving them rides. They're flying up to New York. They're flying up to Pennsylvania. They're flying up into your neighborhood. Why? More votes. Because Chicago's taken care of. Graveyards are full of Democrat voters. Boston's full of cemeteries of Democrat voters. Now they're coming in your backyard. And then add to the fact that when we left Afghanistan, instead of bringing the money and the weapons and the American citizens back, he brought back refugees. But anyways, Ukraine's probably shaking their boots because they saw what happened in Afghanistan. Here come the American troops. There go the American troops. And then, bye-bye Ukraine. But anyway, that's for a different story. But I've never seen just a god-awful president. Who the hell is running this country? I mean, I'm just going on, just I might sound like I'm talking out of my ass, but I'm just fed up with this guy. And they do nothing except ruin this country. It's obvious Joe Biden's not running this country. Kamala Harris is not running this country. She's too busy cackling or getting her knees dirty, doing what she does best. Who's running this country into a third world toilet? But anyways, when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on to our brothers up north. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? It's very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to it?
Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family, isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And I'm back. It's just Scoop, no Walt. Mr. Walter Yurkow is feeling under the weather. I try to get a special guest host, but he's playing cards. Hopefully he's winning. Anyways, finally, last week we talked about the trucker protest in Ottawa, Canada. We gave a shout-out to the truckers in Canada fighting the oppressive regime. Last year I was on Constitution Avenue doing a live broadcast for the independent truckers protesting the brokerage rates. We support American truckers. You move this country of goods, people, and whatnot. You keep our stores store stocked, and Amazon keep coming to our house. And I've never met such a decent group of people in my entire life than the truckers last year. But anyways, up in Ottawa, truckers are protesting COVID, mandatory COVID shots and other things that the government has no business being involved. And of course, we reported on it, and most of the American media ignored it. Mainstream media today does not like to report citizens standing up for themselves against our oppressive government. When was the last time you saw CNN or MSNBC do a hit piece against China? You haven't. So anyways, it should make you wonder, if we're reporting on it and mainstream media is not reporting on it, why? But anyways, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has left Ottawa and made a speech for the ages. He spoke on how he can support Black Lives Matter and not the truckers. Allegedly, Justin Trudeau came down with a case of COVID. I'm sure he's vaccinated. And he left Ottawa. He saw these Canadian citizens in their trucks coming to Ottawa to protest the crap he's been pushing on the Canadian people. And he left town. But I'm sure Prime Minister Trudeau knew that protesters burned down cities in 2020 under the Black Lives Matter banner, including a church. I'm sure Trudeau knows that people tried to storm the White House, and retired police officer David Dorn died on Facebook Live during a riot over a TV set for Black Lives Matter. But anyways, hopefully Canada has enough of this Bravo Sierra and vote this guy out of office and every other liberal cuck in Ottawa. Now, I'd say the same about Donald Trump saying, oh, let's hope people vote out Joe Biden, putting in Donald Trump, but Donald Trump won in 2020, but that's, we'll say that for another day. But anyways, as for here in the United States, we need another trucker protest, and we need to do it right. The one in 2020 was very good, got some press coverage, and, Donald Trump supported the truckers. A couple years before then was the truckers, the shutdown D.C. protest, which just didn't have enough truckers, and the weather was awful. But anyways, the U.S. needs to have a trucker protest. Now, there was a page on Facebook for a trucker protest, but surprise, Facebook took it down. Why? Well, we all know why, because they don't like dissenting opinions. But anyways, we need to have a trucker protest in the spring when the weather is better, and it has to be when Congress is in session. If you have thousands of people come to town when Congress is not in session, well, it's going to fall on deaf ears. But anyways, trucks should be able to block Constitution and Pennsylvania Avenue, which are the main thoroughfare between the White House and Capitol Hill, which would be great. You have thousands of trucks lining up Pennsylvania Avenue and Constitution Avenue. And these congressmen and senators and pages and other people that work at Capitol Hill could not get to work, to and from work, unless they took the metro. But I hope it happens. There's lots of rumors saying that it will happen, but it needs to happen. And, not only should it be a trucker protest, but it also be a biker protest. If you remember last year, the Pentagon did not approve use of the Pentagon parking lot for Rolling Thunder, which was an event for years, except for 2019 when COVID first struck. So Biden hates the cops. Biden hates the veterans. Biden hates the bikers. Biden loves illegal immigrants. Biden loves the non-English speaking refugees. Biden loves the trainees. Biden loves the gays. Biden loves the coloreds. Biden loves the little girls, but he hates white heterosexuals. But anyways, so I'll be looking forward for a protest in D.C. And, damn well, if there's a protest in D.C., that I'll be there. I was there in protest in 2020. I had a blast. They fed me and just – I wish I had more truck because I would have just hung out because that's how good the people are. And, it's real Americans and not these liberal gosh darn pieces of trash. And, I make the joke for Uber if I'm dealing with tourists or somebody who is like-minded because I got to feel them out first, because if I say, oh, yeah, I do a conservative radio show on a conservative network, bashing Joe Biden and all these libs, and, you know, I'd probably get in trouble. But anyways, I tell these people, I miss the hardworking, down-to-earth people of the Upper West Side of Manhattan Island. Now, the Upper West Side of Manhattan Island is Central Park West and the Upper West Side, which is the richest part of the city of New York. And, you know, people like Susan Sarandon live there, not you and me. But anyways, usually at this time I talk about Walter, what's on his mind, but he's not here, so we wish a speedy recovery. But also in Brooklyn tonight, another member of the service was shot in the foot off duty. He's expected to make it, so... you know, unfortunately, it's open season on law enforcement in New York City. I mean, people got to realize that that patch is an identifier. That patch is not a target. New York City police is not your enemy. Criminals are your enemy. Also, the mayor of the city of New York is your enemy, and especially if you're a cracker. But anyways, so we'll be following up on more shootings of the city of New York, also all across the country. And like I said, told a couple of weeks ago, I said, I've been doing this for 8 years from December of 2014 with Detectives Lou and Ramos. 2022 is still the same, if not, it's gotten worse. You have Eric Adams in the office of the mayor, and we told you, again, we told you, this guy is not going to be a crime fighter. He hates white people and he hates his fellow cops. Now, you know, comes out after after he gets elected mayor and gets sworn as mayor. Oh, he says, he kicked and cracked his asses. Anyways, my buddy Stoss just sent me a clip. India Ari posts resurfaced video of Joe Rogan using the N-word. I guess Joe Rogan has a Joe Biden problem of using the N-word. So might be a reason why Spotify is removing some of Joe Rogan's podcasts. But again, I doubt he used the N-word with Jim Norton and Rich Voss. Also, what's funny, on Joe Rogan's podcast back in 2014, non-comic Joe DeRosa came on to talk about the Anthony Cumia situation when Anthony Cumia appeared on the political cesspool. And DeRosa was about to say the name of the show, but Joe Rogan says, I don't want the name of the show give these white supremacists credit. I was bummed out because we're about to get a name dropped on the Joe Rogan podcast, but we haven't. But you're wrong, Mr. Rogan, because, you know, we're not racist. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, we're not racist. I got a black friend. You know, people say, you're racist. Like, so what? You know, if we're racist, trust me, if people on this network are racist, we're not very good at it, because James Edwards had Jesse Lee Peterson in this show 2-3 times. He's had James Manning on, and he had what's the other guy on the I can't remember, BJ Ellis on the show. And 7-5 Radio had Lionel Black Rosebud actually host the show. We had him on twice, and we also had Brandon Tatum on once. So I mean, we're white supremacists. We're not very good on it, but what we do, we speak the truth, and we're like Patrick Ryan says, we're in the truth business, and we're not going anywhere yet. Luckily, we're not at Spotify, so they can't kick us off. But anyways, moving right along. Coming up this year, while we got a couple of seconds left, we got the trucker protest going on. Hopefully, we'll do some more remote broadcasts when the weather gets nicer, meet some other like-minded people somewhere. And hopefully either Walter comes up here in the district, or I go down to Tennessee. Also, with the mayor, the governor race heating up, hopefully Andrew Giuliani wins, beats Lee Zeldin like a drum. And I figured out why Lee Zeldin is very chummy with XM Radio's Andrew Wilkow. It turns out the two of them are originally from Long Island, and two of them are from the same tribe, which is very interesting. But, you know, if you go on Twitter, it looks like Lee Zeldin is playing catch-up with Andrew Giuliani. But anyways, made it. We are out of time. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.